everybody's out here just hitting each other but laughing at the same time. So it's kind of like a play on words.
Elizabeth Dunn planned the event because, as she put it, it was on her bucket list. The idea was to promote peace through togetherness.
You end up fighting with your neighbors even just because of cultural differences or religion or something like that. Well, I wanted to do an event where the whole community comes together. It doesn't matter what color you are, what religion, anything. Just everybody come together and have fun.
People walking by stopped and stared. Some asked what the heck was going on. There were no signs, no picket lines or marches, just people with pillows having fun. It didn't look or feel like much of a demonstration. But one participant, Ryan Mitchell, said that was the point.
Oddly, I think a lot of things that seem very maybe immature, like, oh, pillow fight, why would you want to go do that? I think it just says, you know what, we're human beings, and we can come together for an event, for a function. It doesn't really matter, book clubs, soccer game, whatever, or a pillow fight, and just laugh and have a good time. And that's very human, and that kind of takes us above some of the other things that, you know, maybe detract us from wanting to hang out with each other.
There were people ranging from elementary age kids to retired seniors. Tom Mon was one of the older pillow fighters. He wore a large brimmed hat to block the sun, a plaid button-down shirt, and dress slacks. Mon said aside from pillow fights, there are things that can be done to ease violence occurring in other countries.
It seems like a lot of the conflicts that are occurring right now seem to be ostensibly based on religion. But I believe, based on anything that I learned in school, was that you get religious conflict when there is economic problems to begin with. And I think some idea of there being economic justice in the world will bring to an end a lot of these conflicts.
But for now, the bloodshed is in full swing. According to the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, drone strikes in Pakistan have killed an estimated 500 to 900 civilians. 176 are estimated to be children. Mon said most Americans don't realize the full impact of what's happening in Middle Eastern countries.
For a lot of people, the idea of the drone strikes is just so abstracted from their day-to-day experience that it's meaningless. It's almost developed into a video game kind of war. There's no cost associated at our end. Most people think of video games as you have a reset and you're all fine, except the people at the other end of the game, in this case, never get a reset.
The pillow fight drew about 100 people from all different religious and cultural backgrounds. Alex Farr is from New Zealand. He said war isn't common where he lives.
It's nothing like America, and they haven't got the politics they have over here. Politics creates a lot of disputes and everything, and that's why people go to war, I presume.
The group of pillow fighters took frequent breaks from their battles, but they didn't talk much about why they were there. Stanislav Ivanov said even though people didn't seem to be thinking too much about war and peace, the event was still teaching them something.
It's important for people to get together, you know, come face to face. You try to picking on random people, and you know, you kind of get a feeling for how your own aggressions kind of play in your life, and maybe that helps you understand things about the world a little better.